بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the first discussion regarding the book of Al-Riqab in Sahih al-Bukhari. And the book of Riqaq, meaning the collections of narrations on the softening of the hearts. And the discussion is based upon that of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. The chapter in the English translation of the meaning of the hadiths under this book in Sahih al-Bukhari is in volume 8, book 76, hadith number 421. And in the summarized version, it is hadith 2091 under the book 74. First, the meaning of al-riqaq. Al-riqaq is that which softens the heart. That is because the heart may become hardened by sins and by negligence. So it needs that which softens it. And the texts which direct to the softening of the heart are referred to by the scholars as al-riqaq, because it softens the hearts. The first chapter under this book is entitled الصحة والفراغ ولا عيش إلا عيش الآخر إلا عيش الآخرة. Health and leisure, meaning free time for doing good deeds, and there is no life living except the life in the hereafter. There is no life worthy living except the life in the hereafter. This is the title. And the first hadith that falls under this title, حدثنا المكي بن إبراهيم أخبرنا عبد الله بن سعيد هو ابن أبي هند عن أبيه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. قال عباس العنبري حدثنا صفوان بن عيسى عن عبد الله بن سعيد بن أبي هند عن أبيه سمعت ابن عباس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثله. So this hadith is from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them, and it states that he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two blessings which many people lose. They are health and free time for doing good. Allahu Akbar. Certainly the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke the truth, that these two blessings most of people lose, and they are the health and the free time. So many days pass and the person is healthy and having free time, but he loses all of that. And there is no doubt that this is loss. And this is not truly recognized except when the person falls in illness. And then he would say, how come I didn't do such and such in the time of good health? How did I lose these days? And there he will find that he really lost them. Especially also, or furthermore, al-faragh, free time. Where the person did not or does not utilize that in that which is good. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ considered this to be loss. So this hadith tells that there are people who utilize instead of losing. And these are the people of firmness and resolution, who properly estimate things and know them. And they know that the time passes away more than they think. Many are those who see the appointed term of life deemed tardy, late, or slow, and then out of the sudden it befalls them. Many also are those who see the same with respect to the favors of Allah, and if it goes away, and it goes away rather suddenly. The person could be in a good health, in a state of good health, and he says it will be some time before I become old, where I wouldn't be able to do anything or much. And then suddenly he is touched by a defect which prevents him from working. And this is life. No one should feel secure towards it. And that's why the person should be firm. As the Prophet ﷺ said, and this hadith will come, and it will be the next hadith, he ﷺ said, خُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Take from your health for your sickness, and take from your life for your death. This brings the end of the discussion on this hadith. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll take narrations from this book every now and then, until inshallah we come to the conclusion of the discussion on this important subject which we all need. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.